Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from our gospel reading, St. Luke chapter 13, verses 5, God's word said, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. This is the word of God. There was a farmer who had three sons, Ron, Don, and Little John. All had their names on the church roll, but none ever attended church or had time for God. Then one day, Don was bitten by a rattlesnake. The doctor was called, and he did all he could to help Don, but the outlook of his recovery was very dim indeed. So the pastor was called and evaluate the situation. The pastor arrived and began to pray as follows. O wise and righteous Father, we thank thee that in thine wisdom thou didst send this rattlesnake to bite Don. He hasn't been inside the church in years and has shown little interest in you. We trust that this experience will be a valuable lesson to him and will lead him to his genuine repentance. And now, O Father, wilt thou send another rattlesnake to bite Ron, and another to bite Little John, and another real big one to bite the old man? For years we have done everything we know to get them to get serious with thee. Thank you, God, for rattlesnake. The word repentance is not a popular word in today's society. It is not popular because if we call people to repentance, then they are admitting that they did something wrong. People don't like to be called that they are wrong. When you think of repentance, what do you think of? Perhaps you think of a preacher standing on a street corner yelling for people to repent. Or maybe you think of John the Baptist and his bold preaching of calling people to repentance at the Jordan River. Sometimes repentance is a word that we just throw around and we do not fully understand what it means to repent of sin. Even if we are convicted, brought to repentance, implement the changes how we live in our life, our sinful nature will tempt us and cause hindrance for us to never come to fully repentance. When people are not willing to admit that they are wrong, this is called pride. You may remember in the Genesis account of the fall of man, when Adam and Eve sinned, they were not necessarily repentant of their sin. In fact, they knew they had sinned and they tried to hide from God. When God confronted their sin, they failed to take responsibility for their actions. When God confronted Adam of his sin, he said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. When Eve was confronted, she said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Not once did Adam and Eve admit to their guilt. The reason was because of their pride. Oftentimes, our pride hinders us from the repentance because before we can repent, we have to realize that we are wrong. And if we realize that we are wrong, that means we are not perfect. See, in our gospel lesson today, Jesus says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. You see, Jesus answered the question about some of the Galilean who had been killed, and he made it clear that they were not necessarily worse sinner than anyone else because they had suffered. It is not just a Galilean that are bad sinner, but all people everywhere need to repent of their sins. If they do not, then they will perish. Obviously, Jesus was speaking of not just the physical perishing, but it was the spiritual, eternal perishing. So what better need for repentance than the danger of you being in chains and bondage to sin and eternal condemnation forever and ever? We are sinners in need of forgiveness, and that forgiveness can only be obtained through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see it in our family that they're so hard-hearted toward their action that repentance doesn't come easy. Sometimes people are hindered from being repenting because their heart are hard toward the one that they love, blaming others and not realizing of their own fault. It could be easy when someone realized their own fault to shut themselves from hearing or receiving God's word of forgiveness. Because they have justified it in their mind that other has to fall for their deed. Give you an example. In the story of Les Miserables, in English it means the miserable ones. In other translations, it also means the poor, the hungry, or the homeless. This movie starring Liam Neeson, Geoffrey Rush, Uma Thurman, and Claire Danes show how Victor Hugo sweeping tale of the revolutionary France, crime, punishment, flight, fear, persecution, redemption, and love come to life in this wonderful and faithful adaptation of the timeless tale called Les Miserables. Let's watch the video.
That's Jean Valjean. We served 19 years together in prison. He looks older, of course. Looks stupider, too. That's probably age.
Monsieur le Président, I call the convict.
You may step down.
Lombard, to the stand.
The accused should remain standing.
I repeat my warning. A man's life can be destroyed by your answer. Do you recognize the accused?
I can't help but recognize him. We did 5 years on one chain.
What's the matter with you, eh? No, hello? Eh? Do you miss me, eh?
Hello? I call Bertin to the stand. I warn you as well. Your answer can ruin a man. Do you recognize the accused?
Yeah, he's Jean Valjean.
Monsieur le Président. May I address the court?
Yes. Yes, certainly, Monsieur le Maire.
Brevet, Lombard, Bertin, look at me. Do you recognize me?
I recognize you, Brevet. You were an informer in Toulon. I see you're still a snitch.
Valjean.
Hello, Brevet.
And you, Lombard, don't look at my fancy clothes. Don't look at my scraped chin. Look in my eyes. You called yourself godless, right? You've got a scar on your left shoulder.
I gave it to you the night you tried to kill me, remember? When I pinned you over the stove?
It is you.
Show the court your scar.
Bertin, the hollow of your left arm. There's a date tattooed, 1789, the year of the revolution. Show them. I know these men, Monsieur le Président, and they know me. I am the man you want. I am Jean Valjean.
Hey, it's him!
Oh, my God!
Monsieur le Maire, I know you to be a kind man.
A kind?
This!
A kind man? When I was in prison, I was as ignorant and mean and devious as these men here, but not kind. And I wish I could keep my mouth shut and let this poor wretch suffer for me. But continue with the investigation, monsieur. You will find further proof that I am Valjean.
Jean Valjean, a Frenchman in prison for stealing bread, must flee a police officer named Javert. The pursuit consumed both men, lives, and soon Valjean find himself in the midst of the student revolution in France. When Valjean learns that an innocent man is standing trial for his crimes, he confesses at the trial to being the true Jean Valjean. So, brother and sister in Christ Jesus, true repentance is a change of the mind, a change of the heart, in a change of the will that lead a person to a change in action. Repentance began with a change of your mind of how you think. Along with repentance, your mind should change about God, who He is and what place He will have in your life. It should change of how, who you want to be about God coming to you. It should change also how you view other people. It should change about regarding sin. Repentance should bring about a change where you want to live a lifestyle of sin because you see the consequence of sin and no longer want to wrong God. Repentance is a change of the will. What you want to do should change with real repentance. No longer do you want to only please your sinful desires, but you want to submit to the will of God. The most important aspect of repentance for us to grasp is that true repentance involves a life change of how you will live for Christ, your Lord and Savior, and not for yourselves. To change repentance is like the story of the lost son who squandered off his inheritance. He realized his mistake, he realized he messed up, and he was sorrowful for his sin. It would have been easy for him to stay in the pig pen and feel sorry for himself, but that was not repentance. He changed his action. He knew that he had to come back to the Father and ask for his Father for forgiveness. One of the best examples of repentance in Scripture is that of King David. He royally messed up with Bathsheba. He not only committed adultery, but he lied and committed murder to cover up his sin. Finally, the prophet Nathan, regarding his sin, confronted him, and his response showed what true repentance is all about. Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die." It is amazing that despite that sin, David is remembered for being a man after God's own heart. One of the boldest sermon ever preached was recorded in the book of Acts. In that message, Peter taught to the thousand of onlooker that they have crucified Jesus on the cross. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart, and that conviction led to 3,000 of them to sincere repentance. They were told to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of their sin. And that day, 3,000 of those people followed through with that charge of Peter's. Wabash, a town in remote portion of Labrador, Canada, was completely isolated for some time. A road was cut through the wilderness to reach it. Wabash now has one road leading into it, and thus only one road leading out. If someone would travel the unpaved road for 6 to 8 hours to get into Wabash, the only way he or she could leave is by turning around and go back the way he came. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, when you sin, you can repent by confessing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just as we have already did. Say, I'm a poor, miserable sinner. Confess unto you all of my sins and iniquity with which I have ever offended you. Each of us, by birth, arrive in a town called sin. As in Wabash, Labrador, Canada, there's only one way out, a road built by God Himself. But in order to take that road, one must turn around and turn toward God. That complete about face is what the Bible calls repentance. And without it, there's no way out of town. And the only way of true repentance is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.